Zimbabwe's deputy prime minister recently urged her male colleagues in the cabinet to get circumcised. She said high government officials should serve as role models. You see, circumcision can reduce a man's odds of catching the AIDS virus, and Zimbabwe has one of the highest HIV infection rates in the world. We have reports from two countries in southern Africa where most men are not circumcised, but where governments are trying to change that. We begin in Zimbabwe with reporter Ish Mafundikwa.
Zimbabwe faces a huge logistical challenge. It aims to circumcise 1.2 million men in 7 years. That's an ambitious goal in a country that currently has just 8 circumcision clinics, including this one that's part of a larger health center in Harare. Roy Dlamini manages Zimbabwe's circumcision program for the group Population Services International. He says to achieve the intended goal, the clinics have had to make the process as efficient as possible.
Initially, when we started, it was taking up to 2 hours.
That's 2 hours per man. Not fast enough.
Would see something like 8 clients per day on average.
So Dlamini and his team looked for ways to speed up the process.
What this has resulted in is that a doctor, with support from his team or her team, can actually do between 7 and 10 clients in an hour.
The clinic can see some 200 clients per day. On this day, one of the men to be circumcised is 28-year-old Tinashe Damba.
I heard that if you get circumcised, you've got a better chances of not contracting the deadly HIV disease.
His turn comes and he goes into the operating room with 4 other men. I'm not allowed inside, but Roy Dlamini explains that behind the door are doctors who work as a team.
One doctor anesthetizes, the next doctor will do the procedure. Whilst the other doctor is doing the procedure, you have someone doing the bandages.
Nurses assist. Each health professional carries out a specific task, like workers on an assembly line. But head nurse Fortune Yahuya insists they don't treat clients like gadgets on an assembly line.
It's not like we're doing this as a factory. In every medical institution, there are people who do certain things at certain stages.
Just 30 minutes after he went into the operating room, Tinashe Damba walks out, smiling.
During the operation, I didn't felt any pain.
But he's been told there will be pain when the anesthetic wears off. He should heal in about 6 weeks. Nationwide, Zimbabwe is now circumcising about 350 men per day. Even at that rate, it will be impossible for the country to reach its goal of more than 1 million men by 2018. So Population Services International is rolling out mobile circumcision clinics and aims to open 11 new stationary clinics by the end of this year. For The World, I'm Ishma Fundikwa in Harare, Zimbabwe.